Diamonds are forever in a $1.4 billion merger deal. The Winter Olympics continue at a beach resort in Russia. And men are wearing leggings.
From the Medillo Newsroom, this is Mike Murphy alongside Epiphany Acevedo. You're listening to the Business Week in Review.
Today is Thursday, February 20th, 2014.
So today we start with what's dominating the news worldwide, the 22nd Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia.
And as good journalists and sports fans, we've been dividing our time in the newsroom between reporting and watching Lolo Jones crushing it in the bobsled trials.
And for the first time, NBC is actually streaming every minute of the games online for cable subscribers in the U.S.
Medill's own Gordy Stillman was out this week asking Chicagoans if they've been checking out the games online, on their phones, or plain old TVs.
So Gordy, what did you find out there?
Well, you know, despite NBC's kind of blitz of promoting how they're offering every event of the Olympics online for a stream live, I went out and talked to people, and a lot of people were not taking advantage of that. They were content to watch it on their TVs.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe not enough marketing. Maybe people are just comfortable with a more traditional television experience.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. Thanks, Gordy. Olympic sponsor Chobani, the Greek yogurt producer from New York, had some trouble getting a shipment of its yogurt to Russia after Russian authorities claimed it didn't have the proper customs clearance.
Back in the U.S., Greek yogurt now accounts for more than a third of the yogurt market.
Taylor Thornton looked at why people are now choosing the Greek stuff over traditional yogurt.
So we're starting to see a trend with consumers buying Greek yogurt over regular yogurt. And the reasons are because people are looking at it as a healthy alternative for a snack. People are going to it or buying it for protein. They're looking at it for another breakfast option in the morning. And people are also buying it for their kids just for a nutritious snack.
All that yogurt tot has gotten us hungry. Anybody for a burrito?
This week, a new comedy series funded by Chipotle Mexican Grill premiered on Hulu. The show, Farmed and Dangerous, which parodies the world of corporate farming, highlights the need for more sustainable practices in U.S. restaurants.
Katie Schubauer spent the week researching the growing demand for sustainable restaurants.
Basically, what I found was that a lot of fast food and fast casual restaurants are advertising these sustainable ingredients because consumers associate them with healthy food. So they don't necessarily have to advertise the number of calories or the specific health benefits that an ingredient will have, but as long as they say sustainable, consumers tend to assume that that's healthier. And so we're seeing a really big push in the restaurant industry to put a big emphasis on the use of sustainable ingredients in restaurants like Chipotle, Freshie, even McDonald's is using sustainable beef and trying to make that their only source of beef.
We're going to need to work off that burrito. And what better way to do that than with a ride on a city-sponsored Divvy bike?
That's a great idea. Well, the bike company, funded in part by the city's Department of Transportation, recently announced a competition for nerds citywide. Divvy's asking data scientists and graphic designers to take the data for every ride taken in 2013 and turn it into beautiful visualizations.
Hey, Mike, didn't you have a look at that data?
I actually did. And, you know, I'm no data whiz, but I did pull out some interesting facts and figures about Divvy riders.
And what were they?
Well, I found that the average subscriber age is about 38, and the average ride time was about 20 minutes long. Also, more than 750,000 rides were taken last year, and it turns out the most popular pickup station was Millennium Park. And the most popular route was from Staten Van Buren to Streeter in Illinois.
All right, switching gears, shopper security has been in the news lately.
Yeah, there's been a lot of high-profile security breaches recently, including Target and Neiman Marcus. And there's been increased calls for better protection of shoppers' personal information.
Shelby Livingston looked into the call for embedded chip technology in our credit cards.
The consensus is that American payment card technology is not secure enough to combat the growing sophistication of cyber criminals. Consumers, industry leaders, and politicians are setting their sights on chip and PIN technology, or EMV, named after makers Europay, MasterCard, and Visa. Experts say these cards are more secure than the magnetic stripe standard used in American cards right now. So will we see a mass conversion to EMV in the near future? Probably. Major card issuers have already stated that a mass rollout will occur by 2015.
One transaction you wouldn't want to put on your credit card is the acquisition of Zale, the diamond store by Signet Jewelers that was announced yesterday.
Kiara Milioulis has the story.
Signet decided to buy Zales in a $690 million cash deal because Zales has not been doing well in the markets these past couple years. Signet is a large jewelry company. It's much bigger than Zales, which owns the company like Jerry, the Gallery of Jewelry and Kay. And so Signet decided to buy Zales because they weren't doing well, but also because Zales is the leading jeweler in Canada, whereas Signet is a leading jeweler in the U.S. and U.K. So by with this acquisition, they're able to expand their global footprint in North America as well as overseas.
That was a gem of a story, Kiara. Another diamond in the rough that our newsroom discovered this week was Gimme Some Sugar Cake Decorating Studio in North Center.
Rose Joe sampled some of their successes.
Gimme Some Sugar is a cake decorating studio in Rascal Village. The small business opened up 3 years ago during the recession, and their revenue tripled compared with when they just opened. The cake decorating studio offers amateur classes for all the bakery lovers and teaches you how to decorate cakes, and especially before Valentine's Day, they teach you how to make chocolate. And the business is seeing an upward growing and return customers throughout these years.
And finally, we've got a new trend that may soon be closely gripping the nation. Or maybe not.
Supraja Sesadri wants to introduce us to meggings, the male leggings. Supraja, what is this term? Where did it come from?
Meggings are male leggings, and they were coined by Chicago designer duo who live in the North Side, and they had recently been seeing a lot of guys wearing leggings in big cities and thought this would be a great thing to start. So they've started an online retail store called Meggings Man.
So wait, how are meggings any different than regular leggings?
Well, these are specifically fitted and designed for the male form. They're not as tight as like ballet tights, but they're tighter than skinny jeans. And this time it's designed specifically for outerwear.
Okay, and so these guys were seeing people around in big cities wearing these meggings or leggings. Are these super famous people or just regular people?
Well, they saw a lot of regular people wearing them under shorts and like as workout clothes or winter wear. But in 2010, Justin Bieber and Russell Brand were seen wearing leggings. And at this year's Super Bowl, Anthony Kiedis was seen wearing crazy leggings under his shorts. Also, David Beckham has introduced leggings in his latest bodywear line with H&M.
Well, we've done a quick poll of the men in our newsroom asking if they'd wear meggings.
For me, it's all about the pattern on the meggings. So if there was a cheetah print, I might consider, but just plain colors, probably not.
Some of my more European friends wear meggings all the time, but not really my style. I do not wear them.
Hell yeah, I would wear them. In fact, I have a pair, and they're awesome, they're comfortable.
Actually, I always completely discarded wearing them, but then I watched the Super Bowl, and I saw Anthony Kiedis wearing his meggings, and that's the first time I thought, I kind of want to wear those.
Why? That's all I got.
So, Mike, you wear skinny jeans. What do you think about meggings?
I'm not so sure. I'm a big fan of pants in general. I do wear a lot of skinny jeans, and they're pretty tight. They even got some elastic in them. I don't know why I'm revealing all this personal information to the internet, but I'm not sure if I'd go this far. I think that's the line.
Well, that's all we have time for this week.
For more information on these stories and others, make sure to check out MedillChicago.com. I've been Mike Murphy.
And I'm Epiphany Acevedo.
And we've been sitting talking into a microphone in Chicago for Medill Reports.
Good night.